The United States government honored 10 young people from around the world on Wednesday. The State Department praised the winners of the first ever Global Emerging Young Leaders Award for making positive social change. Next month, the winners will visit the U.S. to attend a leadership program and meet with people who can support their work. Here are the winners. Basul Amadoun, from the Palestinian territories, launched a debate club for young people in Gaza. He says the group gives teenagers a way to express their opinions and change their way of thinking. Hilary Brifa, from Malta, helped lead a campaign against violent extremism. She has led after-school programs on conflict resolution. Hessel Recinos Fernandez of Honduras was raised in a city that has been called the murder capital of the world. Soon after becoming a gang member, he was shot. He later founded Skate Brothers, an organization that helps young people avoid gangs. Samuel Grabowski from France co-founded Coexiste, a group that invites young people with different religious beliefs to come together. The hashtag of the group's members, hashtag Nous sommes unis, We Are United, was the most retweeted French hashtag after the terror attacks on Paris last November. Asha Hassan from Kenya is an ethnic Somali. She uses youth-led groups to improve contacts among ethnic clans in her home community. She teaches children the value of life and warns them of the dangers of joining extremist groups. Ahmad Shakib Mosanyar from Afghanistan founded a social media campaign called Afghanistan Needs You. The campaign is aimed at disputing the idea that young people need to leave Afghanistan for a better life. Akhlem Nasrawi of Tunisia started a peace mediators program to oppose terrorism and extremism. The program teaches young people leadership, arts, and mediation skills. She also helps women and girls set up their own businesses. Nino Nani Tashvili from Georgia uses new technology to help support peace building and development. She leads a group for women in technology. She has spoken in Parliament and at Google's headquarters in California about how technology can improve civic life. Tinzar Shunleyi from Myanmar works for Burma's National Youth Congress and the National Youth Network. She helped organize the ASEAN Youth Forum. She also held a United Nations International Youth Day event that raised awareness about mental health issues. Zulfirman Rayantal from Indonesia organized discussions about hatred, loss, and other feelings among people in Ambon. The city experienced 10 years of violence between opposing religious groups. I'm Mario Ritter.